The 2017 Chiemai Dance Festival begins tomorrow at the Bethel Regional High School. The weekend-long cultural celebration marks the largest annual gathering of Alaska Native dance in the world.
This year's theme, the Nunanriyum Nathlini, meaning during the time of joy.
Peter Achek has been helping organize Chiemai for more than a decade.
It's the opposite of mourning. Chiemai is a celebration.
So who do we have that's new or that we haven't seen in a while?
We have a group from Texas.
That's Linda Curta. She's been co-coordinating the Chiemai Festival for 25 years.
Danza Matachin Pavo Real group. That is a Mexican Indian dance group. We're excited we have a Cree Indian group out of Edmonton, Canada, Bamiwa. We haven't had them here for many, many years.
Along with the pioneering Alaska Greenland band Bamiwa, there will also be regional groups performing from places like Alakanuk, Chivak, and Mountain Village. Soon after the festival begins Friday evening, Chiemai will honor Raphael and Vivian Jimmy of Mountain Village as living treasures. Peter Achek says the honor is a way for the community to say thank you to the cultural bearers who've kept Yupik dancing alive.
Raphael and Vivian represent the age that many of us we didn't see during the time when Western civilization have not affected or have not come into our area yet, and they have retained a lot of what used to be, you know, the traditional type of dancing, and they practice that with their group now, and they just carry on the tradition like it was before any before any touch from the Western civilization or anywhere else in the world.
When honoring the living treasures, the community also remembers the living treasures who've been honored before them, like last year's David Boy Scout of Chivak, who died last week of natural causes at the age of 93. Achek also remembers Boy Scout fondly.
Ever since I was just a toddler growing up, you know, he was always one of the drummers up there on the stage, or whenever we had Eskimo dancing, he was always there. And then he belonged to the traditional councils of the village, and he was a true leader of our people.
The following day of the festival, Saturday, a tradition is being revived after more than a decade, the Fur Fashion Show. Linda Curta got the idea after the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim University campus started a fur parka sewing class and students asked to share their work.
And I said, we can't just share it. We have to create the fur fashion show again. And so, yes, it's been since 2005.
Anyone wearing any fur or other traditional clothing can take part. Just show up at 5:30 Saturday night. Go time is at 6. Curta calls the show a parade of history, tradition, and skill. Next up at 7:45 p.m. is Peter Achek's favorite moment of the weekend, the heart of the drums, when all the drummers at the festival climb to the top of the bleachers in the Bethel Regional High School gym, circling the audience and begin to beat in unison.
It's usually a very powerful time of Chiemai where everybody participates.
I do believe that as that drum is beating and the song is being sung, that all of our hearts truly get in unison. Your bodies just share with one another, and we all become sort of the drum ourselves.
We've had people come up to us afterwards, you know, and say that, wow, you know, I didn't expect that. Some of them come with their daily challenges and they're heavy laden, and then I no longer feel like that. I no longer feel so heavy laden. Some healing happened during the heart of the drums.
In that moment of healing, the YK Delta Memoriam will begin, a slideshow of the loved ones who've passed from the region and a time for all of us to remember them together.
To be involved with that, what you would need to do is to send a photo of your loved one that had passed on, and make sure we have their name correct and also their Yupik name that they went by and their date of birth and the date of their death and the village where they came from.
You can email that information to Lottie_Jones@LKSD.org. The Miss Chamai pageant show will follow the memoriam. Also on Saturday are free dental screenings from the Yukon Kuskokwim Dental Clinic, a workshop on Yupik regalia, and the Native Foods Dinner. Help is needed for the meal.
In 3 hours, they feed somewhere around 700 folks. So we really need help. If you have moose, caribou, fowl, fish, soup stews, agudok, we would love your support and help. Please label your pots, your name and phone number.
Throughout it all, they'll be dancing, beginning Friday evening and stretching over 3 days of celebration, remembrance, and culture into Sunday night.
We tafknachi pin nachtuchi usagaluta ilagaw igvar nachtuchi biugngalgani ilagaw chhtoluchi chamayam nallini.
Chamai is still looking for volunteers to sign up to help and to get a free one-day pass. Call Jody Giroux at 545-0580.